shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Perron, here with you for the next 55 minutes. Yes, 55, your lucky number. Now, we have an interesting show today. We have a lot of music, a lot of strange music, because apparently, you guys listening right now, you always say, Keith, I enjoyed listening to the odd things that you will play from time to time. So today, of course, is definitely no exception in that way. But I do have a special guest who's standing by via Skype, and I will tell you a little bit more about him in a few moments. Now, the reason why, and the reason why he is on today's show. Okay, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out all kinds of information there. I'll tell you all about that later on. But first, I thought we'd begin with something that I think will make a number of you giggle. It is going out to Simon, who lives in Blackpool in the United Kingdom. And he said, have you ever played George Formby? I'd like to hear something from George Formby about cleaning windows. I wonder what song that is. Don't you? Yes. The window cleaner. Here's George Formby on the International Happy Station.
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When I'm cleaning windows, the chambermaid, sweet names I call. It's a wonder I don't fall. My mind's not on my work at all. When I'm cleaning windows, I know a fella such a swell. He has a thirst that's plain to tell. I've seen him drink his bath as well. When I'm cleaning windows, oh, in my profession, I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. Pajamas lying side by side. Ladies' night as I have spied. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows. There there's a famous talkie queen. She looks a flapper on the screen. She's more like 80 than 18. When I'm cleaning windows, she pulls her hair all down behind, then pulls down her never mind, and after that pulls down the blind. When I'm cleaning windows, in my profession I'll work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. An old maid walks around the floor, she's so fed up, one day I'm sure she'll drag me in and lock the door. When I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning windows.
The incredible George Formby and When I'm Cleaning Windows, our first piece of music on today's International Happy Station, going out to Simon in the United Kingdom. Our website, as I mentioned a moment ago, is www.pcjmedia.com. And when you go to the website, you can see the video blogs. We have a poll going to find out which Happy Station show interview you would like to hear again, including you can listen to all past shows and find out some information about some upcoming specials, like, for example, next weekend, the weekend of the 18th of September. Beginning at midnight on the 18th of September to midnight on the 19th, for 48 hours, we're going to be running 46 of the best Happy Station shows dating back to March 2009. It's a special Happy Station show weekend. And if you do write in at one of those particular programs and mention the show that you were listening to, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win a Wi-Fi radio. As you know, people have been entering by a survey that we have running at the website. So you have two ways to enter. Now, with the survey, you can only enter one time, because when you fill out the survey, it registers the IP number that you're, you know, of the computer that you're using. So you can do it again and again and again. But this way, you have another opportunity to do so. So next weekend, the 18th and 19th of September, a Happy Station show weekend. 48 hours of the best Happy Station shows. So you can tune in for an hour, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever you want. And hear a little bit and then maybe come back later. It's all up to you. But anyway, you can find all the information at our website, pcjmedia.com. We're also on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media Happy Station and come in and join the group. And do, by the way, if you have any memorabilia, pictures, let's say, of you received from Happy Station many, many years ago, do feel free to add them. And also, if you have any music requests or anything else, we would love to hear from you. So you can do all that right there. What do we have next? Actually, we have a request. This is for a listener actually in India. And I'm going to try to pronounce your name. If it ends up sounding funny, well, I really apologize for that. Probably will. But he first started tuning in actually after we did the show with, who was it? Larry London, 2 weeks ago. He listens to Larry's show. And he started listening now to Happy Station. His name is, and I know I'm not pronouncing this correctly, Kardingang R. Pangmei. Apologize for that, but you probably get a good giggle out of the way I pronounce some of the names sometimes. So anyway, this is going out to you. Here's Madonna and Laisa Bonita on the International Happy Station.
Chop a cool, the island rings, all of nature wild.
La Isa Bonita by Madonna, going out to one of our new listeners all the way in India. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce your name again. But by the way, if you are listening right now, and I think you probably are, you can send us a recorded message that we can use on the show. Send it as an MP3 and then pronounce your name so this idiot, that's me, won't make it sound like something from another planet. But anyway, get me your name and how to pronounce it, and I'll make sure that I can say it the right way the next time. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. We have a guest now standing by on Skype, and I have to explain first and give you a little bit of the background about who this guest is. Now, not too long ago, Colin Newell of DXer.ca did an interview with me, and I mentioned my early days in radio and this one show that I did a long, long time ago called Shortwaves. Well, this is the guy actually that I actually did the show with for when the show was on. His name is Boris Shidov. Now, Boris actually is a longtime shortwave listener, and he now listens to international radio on Wi-Fi, also continues to listen on shortwave. He is he's half Italian, half Russian, but was born in England. And I decided to call him up because he's always a lot of fun to talk to. He's actually been on the show a couple of times before, but we didn't really talk about radio. We talked about other things. But this is our conversation that we had earlier this week about international broadcasting and how it has changed since we first met way back many, many years ago. Boris, I want to begin by asking you a question because you have been a shortwave listener for many, many years. You started listening way back in the 1970s during the height of the Cold War.
That's right.
Now we're in 2010. Politically, the world has changed. The world of international broadcasting has changed. But before we get into what we were discussing a moment ago before we recorded this, when you started listening, why did you start to listen?
Well, I started to listen, Keith, because as you know, I came to live in Canada in the late 70s, early 80s. And I just felt homesick. And the only way to keep up with news from the UK was obviously with the BBC World Service, and that's what really got me into it. But also back home in the UK, my dad was originally from Russia, and we had this old Cambridge shortwave valve radio set that I actually still have at home and still works, and he would tune in to stations from Russia that he would listen to. So I think it's a long tradition that we've had in the family.
So your father then, back in those days, would he listen to mainly like the old Radio Moscow and stuff?
Definitely, yeah. He would listen to the old Radio Moscow in Russian and Russian broadcasts that he could pick up in the UK. And then when we came to Canada, he was also listening to Russian shortwave stations. But I took a particular interest, of course, in listening to the BBC. And that really, how can I say, sparked my interest in shortwave radio. And I began to listen to other stations here in North America. Of course, one of my favorite stations was Radio Netherlands, and other stations that you could also pick up very clearly in North America in the 80s. Of course, now that's that situation has changed radically.
Now, something actually that I want to point out right now, because nobody knows this, but actually we met via radio. Do you remember that?
Well, we met via radio. I remember we met, I think, the first time when we were doing a program at CKUT in Montreal.
That's right. You did a show with a very lovely girl. What was her name? Sonia something or not. And
that's true.
It was at, I think, Sunday mornings at 6 a.m.
I don't know if it was that early, but we were doing a show at that time reviewing shortwave radio. And actually what I would do is connect a tape recorder to my shortwave radio set and maybe record 15 minutes of the BBC and then rebroadcast that on FM. And that was something that was considered new in Montreal. Nobody else was doing it.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Boris, I mean, in many ways, the World Radio Network wasn't around. And we know that today, you know, a lot of stations receive programs from WRN. In some ways, it was almost like pioneering, you could say, because then I came into the show. The show went down to 30 minutes,
That's right.
And I remember, like, you know, some of the things, because you would bring in tapes of stuff that you recorded off the BBC. You're a big football fan, so you always brought in sports reports. and then I remember, one of the things I remember the most were we, at the radio station, we used to get these tapes from Radio Moscow. Do you remember those?
I remember those. They used to come in by the truckload. And
the truckload? It was like they would have a dump truck and they would just dump all this, like, Soviet propaganda at the radio station.
Well, I think we found, you know, some of the comments very interesting. We used to air some of those tapes. But there was a time afterwards when Radio Moscow was being relayed from Havana, Cuba. Mm-hmm. The BBC was being relayed from Sackville. So on certain nights or mornings, the quality of the audio was exceptionally good.
Yeah.
And so we used to just tape directly off the air and then rebroadcast on FM frequency in Montreal.
You know, it's funny, just thinking about those tapes, this will surprise you, but I actually have a box only 2 meters away from me. And when I left the radio station, I took a lot of the radio, the Moscow tapes with me. And just a couple of weeks ago, I decided, you know, I'll open the box up and play a few of them. And I was digitizing them. And I remember the smell of the tapes. And I'm thinking, I remember saying to myself one day, this is why people at Radio Moscow sound so grumpy. The air quality must be so bad in the place.
And they used to come in these, I remember these cardboard boxes that used to smell funny.
and I remember the other thing as well, the plastic reels that the tape was around never fit properly on the machines.
those, yeah, certainly were funny days. But, all, you know, things have changed, you know, as people know, radically. And just imagine right now, if you just think of it, let's say, for instance, in North America, when was the last time that somebody actually tuned into the BBC World Service in North America using a shortwave radio?
Well, first of all, Boris, as you probably know, it's impossible to do because the BBC no longer broadcasts to North America.
That's true.
But when did you notice the change and the shift towards shortwave and international broadcasting, let's say, where you are in Canada? Around what time did you notice the change?
When the BBC stopped broadcasting directly to North America. I forget exactly the year, but I at that time thought that it was a really ludicrous idea. But I think the BBC was bang on, because they envisaged that most people would be working using computers or using Apple computers. They saw that people were more and more tuned, connected to the internet. And they obviously put two and two together and decided that it was more economical and more effective to relay their signal through the internet. And I know at work, for instance, there's not a day that goes by where I don't tune into the BBC World Service via my PC at work. Or at home, I have 3 Wi-Fi radios, and I'm either listening to the BBC World Service or BBC Radio 5 Live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and the quality is excellent, and I think people are never going to go back to the old shortwave days. I do, when I go to the country, I do bring my shortwave radio, and you can actually pick up some European directed broadcasts of the BBC, but mostly now in North America during the day, it is, if you like it or not, mostly religious broadcasting right now.
Mm-hmm. And also, you probably pick up a lot of Chinese stations as well from China.
Yes, there are some Chinese stations, but I find that when you tune around on the shortwave frequencies using traditional shortwave radio, in North America, you cannot really pick up much.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Montreal, for example, I remember when I used to live there, there were a number of places in the city where you can buy shortwave radios. One of the most well-known in Montreal at the time, this is going way back, was a place called Lorenz Radio, which was on St. Catherine Street near Place des Arts. You remember that place, right?
I remember that place, yes.
There
used to be another place called La Place, if you remember, on St. Lawrence Boulevard.
That's right. Okay. And what about these days? I mean, if I went back to Montreal, and I haven't been to Montreal in, it seems like 2 centuries, and I wanted to find a shortwave radio, is it still possible?
It is still possible. There are shops, for instance, such as Future Shop and Best Buy, In North America, where I think you can still buy shortwave radios, but mostly all that business now is online. So you'd have to go to some of the online shops to buy shortwave radios. I think that's where most people are purchasing their radios right now.
Now, something actually, Boris, I want to mention right now, because I know that some people listening to this discussion are going to write in and say, you see, you guys hate shortwave. No, actually, I don't hate shortwave, and I still believe in it as a technology, because there's many parts of the world where shortwave is really the only means to get information to the population. A good example, yes?
Keith, and I definitely agree with that statement. I was on holiday for a week in Belgium and brought my shortwave radio along, of course. And in Europe, there are many more broadcasts that you can pick up. And I think that you're totally right. I don't think shortwave broadcasting is ever going to go away. In highly industrialized countries where you have high-speed internet connections, most people, I think, right now find it more convenient to listen to live streaming or archived streaming. But in other countries, shortwave listeners are going to be there tuning into their radio, because it's the only way of really communicating directly and getting access to foreign news.
Right. Well, you know, just Bob Zanotti, who's on PCJ Radio, we were talking about this a while ago, and he said, you know, one disadvantage of internet broadcasting, of course, is the gatekeeper effect. Now, if we use China as an example, if they don't like something, they can just turn that internet signal off and nobody gets it. Now, despite the fact that the Chinese jam many all the Chinese broadcasts, let's say from the BBC and the Voice of America and Radio Free Asia, the shortwave signal still gets through.
Right, right.
You know, so you can't turn it off. Even in the days of the Cold War, like you, when you were younger, you spent some time in Moscow.
Right.
Did you have a shortwave radio with you then? And was it easy to tune into Western broadcasters?
Well, I certainly did, and I used to listen to different stations. I used to listen to stations such as, of course, the BBC, Radio Luxembourg at night. They were broadcasting in the early 80s. They would broadcast top 40 radio. So if you wanted to know what was, in the top 40, that's what you'd do, is listen at night. And of course, those signals used to come in clear. I remember listening to Radio Canada International, both in Russian and in English, Radio France. So a lot of international broadcasters, their signals would come in through, into Moscow. Right now, I just want to point to a fact in North America. A lot of people right now, for instance, if they're doing a lot of driving in their cars, they're listening to a system called Sirius Radio, which is satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you have channels that are being broadcast via satellite and picked up in the car directly. So I think that digital radio, that changeover, has obviously changed not even shortwave, but it has even changed commercial FM broadcasting in Canada, as internet listening too has changed the way that people consume and listen to media right now. For instance, I just ventured and I just got myself a mobile phone, what they call a smartphone, and you can actually stream, as many people know, radio streams and listen to, you can listen to the BBC if you want while you're waiting for the train in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So things have changed radically and rapidly.
When did you start listening to radio streams?
Well, I started getting back to what I was saying is I think I started to listen to radio streams broadcast via the internet more seriously right after the BBC stopped transmission in North America. And the BBC World Service was broadcast streaming, and also BBC Radio 5 and lots of other countries too started to broadcast that way, because they found it to be more cost effective. And not only that, is that for advertisers, just as if you're placing ads on websites on the internet, you can actually count the number of listeners that you have. So in terms of let's say an audit of finding out how many people are actually listening to you, you have more accurate figures broadcasting over the internet than you do over traditional medium wave or short wave. So I would say I've started to listen to internet broadcasting from the late 90s.
You know what's quite interesting is, you know, we're talking about shortwave, how shortwave has changed and how internet radio has really boomed in very well-developed areas of the world. There's a website based, I think, and I could be mistaken, but I think they're based in the United States. And it's an absolutely fascinating website, Boris. It's called globaltuners.com. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you can go to this website and you can log on to different medium wave, shortwave, and FM receivers anywhere in the world. At home, it really depends on the situation. If I'm at home and I'm in my kitchen or living room, I always have a radio going, and I usually listen to Wi-Fi radio. But the only time that I listen to, let's say, conventional shortwave radio is if I go outside and do gardening, because my Wi-Fi radio can't pick up a signal in the garden. But, you know,
exactly.
here in Asia, the difference with shortwave is when I tune to shortwave here, like if I was to tune my radio on right now, it would be like when I first started listening to shortwave in the late 1970s and 1980s. There's so much out there in this part of the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's different in different parts of the world, Keith. But as I was saying before, here for my personal taste, you cannot really pick up a lot now on shortwave, unless you really know which stations and where to tune in at what time. Most of the broadcasts during the daytime here in North America right now is simply religious broadcasting. But Wi-Fi, I think that's the way to go. I think that more and more you'll be able to listen to radio streaming on your mobile devices if you're in a Wi-Fi network or if you're in a cafe. And I think people are going to be listening to, radio streams in many different varieties. But I do know that there is a big surge in listening to international stations using Wi-Fi radios in North America. I think that's going to be on the increase for sure.
Boris, thanks a lot for taking some time to talk to us today. It's always a lot of fun to talk to somebody about radio.
It's a pleasure, Keith. It's a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
That was my good friend Boris Shidov, and I began in radio with him many, many years ago on a show called Short Waves. And somebody was recently asking if I can upload some of those shows. Well, actually, that's from 20 years ago, and I do know that I have some cassettes laying around somewhere. So if I do manage to find out exactly where they are, because unfortunately I don't think they're labeled right, I will digitize them and upload them, that is, on our website. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station. I want to tell you about a book that we talked about on the show a few weeks ago. Was it 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, I think? The book is called The Real Taiwan and the Dutch, and my guest on that show was Menno Godhart, who was the Dutch representative here in Taiwan for 8 years. And he wrote this fascinating book. And we have one copy of the book to give away. So if you go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, you'll see a picture of the book and then an email address. So send us an email and you'll be entered into a lucky draw for the book, which we will announce the winner at the end of next month. And our website, again, of course, as you know, is www.pcjmedia.com. Time for more music. Let's now take a listen to Elvis Presley and I Got Stung on the International Happy Station.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by sweet honeybee. What a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I'm done. I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. Got stung. I got stung, but I don't think I'm complaining. sting me but you. I'll be poisoned on your hide every day if I ever. I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, cause I'm not I got stung. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hive every day if I ever. I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, cause I'm not wrong. I got stung.
I got stung, Elvis Presley. Not too long ago on the show, as you may or may not remember, especially if you're a regular listener, you probably will. But you know the survey that we have running that we're giving away to PCJ Wi-Fi radios. There's a section on the survey, of course, where you can leave comments, what you like, what you don't like, etc., etc., etc. And a number of people have said that, you know, I don't play enough jazz on the show. And I admit, I don't play enough jazz on the show, which is a little strange for me because I happen to love jazz and I also do show weeknights here on radio in the ROC. So I thought, how about we play a little bit of jazz on the show? We're going to have two selections, actually. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to play them back to back. Yes, back to back. I don't think we've done that before, but I thought, why not, since you all want to hear jazz? We're going to begin, however, with the Dutch Swing College Band from a recording made at the North Sea Jazz Festival way back in the late 1960s. It's called South Rampant Street Parade here on the International Happy Station. Thank you. Fats Waller and Paint Good before that, the Dutch swing college band here on the International Happy Station. Hopefully that gave you a fill of some jazz. Somebody suggested that we do an entire jazz show, and you know, actually we could do that because coming up in a few months is the Taipei International Jazz Festival. So I thought, you know, maybe that would be a good opportunity to do that then. The next thing and the next person I want to say hello to is Josh Xiao, who listens to us in Singapore. And he says he enjoys the good music mix on the show. And can he play a birthday song for his good friend Devin, who lives in Malaysia? And I know that we don't broadcast specifically to Malaysia, but our program is picked up there on the internet and also from the FM relay that we have in Singapore. So going out to you, Devin, in Malaysia, here's Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Simon and Garfunkel on the International Happy Station.
They shine. Oh.
Going out to Devon in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from Dosh Xiao in Singapore. That was Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Simon and Garfunkel. We do still have a little bit of time. We have a letter here, an actual letter, that came from a listener in Venezuela. Not our regular listener, Leonardo Santiago. This one is from Jose Garcia. And unfortunately, I cannot read your handwriting to pronounce your last name. But you said you've been listening to the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría for many, many years. You started listening to the Spanish version of the show when Jaime Vanega took over from Tom Mayer in the early 1990s. And you enjoy very much listening to Latin American music played by European big bands. And can I play something on the show for you? Okay, well, here goes. And by the way, he mentions here that the month of October, he is going to be celebrating his 20th wedding anniversary. So we're going to do it in advance, okay? An anniversary greeting in advance for you. So we're going to take a listen to Kurt Edelhagen and his big band, which is probably one of Germany's best swing bands of all time. Here they are playing three classics, La Banda, Brazil, and La Bamba, on the International Happy Station. La Banda, Brazil, and La Bamba. Kurt Edelhagen and his orchestra going out to a listener who's celebrating with his wife next month, their 20th wedding anniversary. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Next week on the show, by the way, we're going to be doing another one of our tribute to radio specials, and it's going to be fascinating because we're going to be looking at a well-known personality from the other side of the Second World War, Axis Sally, but a new book that has just come out about her. And we're also going to be talking about a Russian buzzer station and much, much more. So tune in, because it is a show that you'll find absolutely fascinating. Once again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. So on behalf of everyone that helped put this show together this week, our production assistant, Johan Backer, and our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxr.ca. Good listening, everyone.